Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Apramasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, is this the sound? Hey. I don't think so. But I'm happy to be here this morning. I've been away for some weeks. And I've missed my church. I think I like my church. Amen. And today is the first Sunday of November. Wow. The year is accelerating. But like Pastor William said, welcome to the Grace Cathedral. It's a new church and we are all new. I mean, if you look around, how many do you know from a year ago? Almost everybody is new. Check your neighbor and ask him, you, how long have you known me? It's just last 2 weeks. Oh no, please ask somebody how it's just recently that we met, just a few years ago when you were born. That but today I want us to start something. Eric, you are far away. The air conditioner. And there's no, if you are cold, please either bring a jacket or tell us if you are cold. It's not by force. They are cold on this side. Okay. You're okay. That's the side. Anyway, I told you to get your winter jackets. So we'll need it. But today, I want us to start something. Yeah, we are, like I said, we are a fairly new church. Many of us don't know many of us. And a church is actually a family. It is, that's why when Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he said, pray like this, our Father. He could have said our God, our Emperor, our King. He could have used any other title. But the one he chose to use is our Father. And throughout his years on earth, he always said, my Father, rarely did he say, my God. Rarely. And nothing in the Bible is insignificant. Everything is there for a purpose. And I want us to understand that what we have, what we are creating, is not a church, a group of individuals who are individual, but it is a family of people who are interconnected, who stay together, work together, live together, and help each other out. Amen. And today we are going to start cell groups. Amen. Cell groups. So today is a very short service because I need time for us to settle into our new groups. How many are here for the very first time? Yeah, can I have a wave? You are here for the very, yes, there are a few who are here for the very first time. So you are not in this work we are doing, but you are part of us. So we'll add you to a group somewhere or somewhere. Amen. You will belong somewhere, you know. So I'm just speaking for a few minutes to explain commitments. Yeah, commitments. And I believe that we want to understand what it is that makes us stay together and keeps us together to the flourishing One day, you know, when we're coming here, I promised that one day we'll have cars lying down to the end, to the end of the streets. And listen, cars, we don't buy cars because most of us don't earn anywhere enough to buy a car. Most of us, only one or two earn something that you can buy a car. The rest of us, we get cars. Where do you get it from? God provides. God will provide. So do not share the cars to certain people and leave yourself out. Do you understand? Don't calculate who those in glasses can have cars, and then those in the front row can get cars, and those who are wearing something can get cars, and the rest of us either pragya or something. Is that hard to think? No, it is not the right way at all. Rather, say the one God we all serve, He will help us all. He will help us all. Every one of us, you will do well. And you know, recently, not a long time ago, I heard of a certain family, three brothers, who grew up from somewhere in a certain part of a certain country, not Ghana, a certain country. And these brothers, in Africa, and these three brothers, all of them became billionaires. All three separately. Yeah, one was doing fertilizer, one was doing flour and cement, and the third was doing something else. All three. And they all became billionaires. And I said, it is possible that in a family, all of us. Did you understand? All of us will be rich. In some families, there's a rich side and a poor side. There are brothers who go to court over property. But where you all have property, we don't bother. We just share it and take and take and I take. So I believe that this family, Grace Cathedral family, will all prosper. Amen. Every one of us. In the Bible, it said none had any need. That will be our testimony. Amen. And whatever need you have, you know, maybe you cannot tell a stranger that I need money to buy wachi for tomorrow morning. But you can tell your brother. In fact, tell him, buy it and bring it to me. Let that be our mindset here, that I can talk. I can tell my brother what I need and he will hear me. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, we are talking about commitment. I don't think I'll finish today, but it doesn't matter. We are here and God will help us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you so very much for every occasion, every opportunity that we come together like this for you to speak to us. Thank you that this is just the beginning of another season of our lives. Bless us and our time together and all that we have here. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We are talking about commitments. Amen. Amen. And commitment, as I have learned over time, is that this is what keeps us together. This is what makes us, what makes any group of people into one. Amen. Anytime two or more people come together, from two upwards, if there's something must hold them together, because even twins, when they are born, they come one by one. So no two people are joined together permanently. You say that, no, Pastor, what about married people? You are new. Because even married people, even those who are on paper happily married, that fires in the house, that can be burning. You know, as a pastor, I have come to see that divorce is no longer a new word in our church. It is a fight we are always fighting. Just last night, I had to do another fire extinguisher work to kill a fire in a couple. What it is that keeps us together is just this word commitment. Because most other things that are there that make us one, many change with time. Beauty changes with time. I mean, finances change with time. Physical appearance changes with time. Many things change with time. So what it is that will keep us forever connected is that we have a commitment to each other and to what we have here. And listen to this. Commitment. I went to a dictionary to see what it says. And commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, to an activity, or to a group. The state or quality or attitude of being dedicated to three things, to a cause, like to Christianity, or to education, or to getting money, that's my cause, or to an activity, a football club, or running, or playing chess, or something. And then finally, to a group. So we here this morning, our commitment will be to a group. Amen. You didn't say a good amen.
Amen.
So our commitment this morning, tell your neighbor, is you to me and me to you. Our commitment. Hallelujah. Now, there's another definition of commitment that I will leave maybe for next week, because that one is, it tells you that commitment restricts you, but it is difficult to understand until you understand the first few reasons or types. So this morning, I want to say there are four types of commitment. Amen. There are four types of commitment, which is what most of us will say we already know. But this morning, I'm coming from a different direction. Hallelujah. The first type is very low commitments or no commitments. We call it fair weather commitments. I call it tro-tro commitments. Very low commitments. I'll explain in a few minutes. In the book, it says fair weather commitments. But I think it is best like tro-tro commitments. Amen. The second is what we call situational commitments. I'm just giving you the list of the four, which I know I will not finish today, but I want you to have the four so that next week when I come, we will just continue. Situational commitment, which is what we call high maintenance. When you have a girlfriend who is high maintenance, you must spend money to keep her. Otherwise, she'll leave you and go to another person. Or it's not true. I will not ask you who has had a high maintenance girlfriend before. Or who was a high maintenance girlfriend that you cost money. Yes. Or you don't understand the English. You cost money. No, or you don't, is it not clear? It's clear. I must, even to invite you out, if I don't pay, you will come. Let's go. Where? How much? I don't have money. You straight away, they have declared their stand. And you must indicate that, no, don't worry, we'll go. So that's high maintenance. Then we have low maintenance. You know, low maintenance is the one that doesn't cost money. but they are happy to be together to share one banana and 7 granules. The high maintenance will be offended at that one banana. So they want takeaway, KFC. They don't want simple food. And then the last one is marital commitments. That is full commitment. Amen. Amen. Do you know why I'm giving you all the four? It's because many of us don't know what kind of commitment you have. Many say, I am committed. I believe. I am for you. But in reality, they are not for you at all. They are not. And it is because they have not thought about it. And that is why sometimes many teachings that we give, it is to show you who you really are. You know, I had a friend many years ago. One day we saw him standing in front of a mirror, combing his hair, secondary school. And he said, He asked him, what are you thinking? He said, I fine. He said, I fine. And you know, there was an explosion in the dormitory because he knew fine. I mean, this our meet, he wasn't handsome, clearly. He had a very big nose and very thick lips. That combination, you know what it's like. Only he had long hair. In those days, secondary school, not all of us had long hair. He had long hair. So he was combing his hair in the mirror saying, I fine. There was a large explosion in the dormitory. He said, no. You know fine. You know fine. And they took their time to show him that he know fine. And it's his fault. He said, I fine. If he had kept quiet, we'll all be quiet. But how he said, I am fine. We said, no, you are not fine. And we proved it to him. And when he was very sad. He was very sad about it. You know, that is how it is. You don't know really who you are or what you are or what you are made of. I saw some time ago that many of us, you have never seen yourself before. Because what you always see in a mirror is a mirror image. Do you understand a mirror image? A mirror image is left to right. So when you look in a mirror, your left ear is on the right side. And that is the paradox. As we are sitting here, you say, oh, I am like this. I am like this. But actually, you don't know how you really are. And that is why sometimes we have to take our time to explain to you, show you the differences. Then you can see that actually, of these options, 1, 2, 3, 4, this is where, in all honesty, I fit best. And when you come to church, please, you got to be honest. Yeah, that is the only place where nobody will tell you a lie. I can promise you that here. You know, when you are with your friends, they will tell you lies. Your hairstyle is nice. You know what? They are laughing at you. How many have done some before? How many have done some? Please raise your hand. You have done some before. You told somebody your hairstyle is nice. Please raise your hand. Let me see. He said it was very nice hairstyle. But meanwhile, in your head, what a mistake. that's how the world is. We always try to say things that make the person comfortable. But if the person had known, they would have changed the hairstyle maybe and done something else. So this morning, types of commitments. Hallelujah. The first type is very low commitments. Amen. I call it the tro-tro commitments because in a tro-tro, what happens is we are all in the same vehicle, okay? And we are all going in the same direction and some are going to the same destination. Have you ever been in a trotro where a taxi will cross the trotro driver, so he has to make a swerve? Then he begins to insult the taxi driver. All the people in the trotro join him to insult the taxi driver. They are committed to him. They are committed to him. Yeah. I mean, the guy almost killed us. Yeah, foolish man. Next time, drive well. Next time, go to proper driving school. Yeah, applaud care who's holding a driving license. So all the people in the trotro join together to support the driver, sitting side by side. And, you know, I've also come to see that sometimes there's more happiness in a trotro than in some houses. Oh, yeah. The laughter in some trotros, when they are describing, I mean, you guys, you are young. When there are some hard times and people are walking, there's a lot of laughter in the trotro. So you find it like a very happy place. People are sitting together, going in a direction, happily chatting. You can sit by a perfect stranger and then you start chatting on the way about Muhammad, the big push. Look at the potholes on the road, how the mall has burnt down. There's nothing left and somebody has lost all his money. And we are very happy in the trotro for 10, 20, 30 minutes. And then what happens? We get to our destination. Everybody gets down and walks away. Some don't even look back. Some don't even know the name of the person they were laughing with. They were laughing for the past 20 minutes. And do you know the worst thing? They don't know the name of the driver. The one who drove them, they put their lives in his hands. And he was holding them, taking them to wherever. If he decides to say, oh, I'm making a shortcut. You see, one day, a certain man was in a taxi. And he boarded the taxi from a certain roundabout. And when he got inside, they were all going in the night. And then the taxi driver said, oh, I'm taking a shortcut. So they all agreed. Then he took a shortcut. Then he passed left. Then he went off the main road. Hey, driver, where are you going? Taking a shortcut. So they passed left, passed right, passed left. Then after a while, he came and parked somewhere. Hey, where are we? Do you know where they were? A cemetery. As someone, two of them were together against the one man in the trotro, in the taxi. So the driver has you in his control and he can take you to where he likes. And you are sitting in the trotro calmly and you are believing, following him. But when we get to the end of the trotro, everybody gets down and go their separate ways and you don't even know the name of the person sitting by you. Tap your neighbor. Ask him, what is the name of the person behind you? You will find that you are a trotro person. You will find that you are a trotro. Yeah. You will find that you are a trotro church. You don't know. Look, a church can be like this. Are you listening? It can be like this, where people don't know each other. We just come together on a Sunday, say hello, say hi, just have a service. We're all going in the same direction to heaven. There's a trotto driver. There's a driver. not all. Let's bet. If we let's go around and check every single person. Do you know the trotro driver's name? Because I meet many people. Then I ask them, what church do you go to? They'll tell me, oh, the Presby Church at the junction there. I don't quarrel at all. I ask him, what's the pastor's name? Then they say, oh, yes, he's new. He's new. He just came. I said, no, he just came. But he has come more than once. Yes. What's the pastor's name? The former one was called. And they don't know his name. Because we are at a very... Are you listening? We are at a very low level of commitment. We just come and sit down and just enjoy the fellowship for the duration of the ride, get to our destination, get down, and then we move on. And do you know the painful thing? When they get there, they don't wave bye-bye. They just walk away. Have you seen a truck driver waving bye-bye at the passengers before? You have seen some before? No. In fact, some are even happy to get down and get out. I can't wait to get to the destination because, I mean, I'm going somewhere. So that is a state of some churches. And you see, we are here because we are here. That's all. It is close to me. My friend was going to heaven, so I joined him. And I'm in a trotro with him. I have no real reason to be here. Just that it is convenience. And it is going where I'm going. But that is not the a commitment that will keep you at all. As soon as it ends. Are you listening? As soon as it comes to a point, everybody walks away. And when you get home, they ask you, how did you get here in a trotro? What color was it? You don't remember. Only that there was rust inside, that's all. The chairs were torn. There was some mate whose armpits were smelling. When he stretched his hand over me, I can smell the armpit. That one I remember. But the church, are you listening? So it can be that you may be in a part of a group, but you don't belong. And you yourself have no sense of commitment. And even you, as soon as it ends and you walk out, you are gone. And don't think of the first newcomer. So it can be anybody at all. Because the thing is, once you are out of the trotro, you don't think about it again. Until the next day, I'm going to Edum. Then I come down at the station. Then I'm asking, where is the next trotro? Or in a church, where is the next service? I don't have any commitment. Whatever you preach, preach it. I don't really care what you preach. I'm not too disturbed by what you are saying. I've just come to get to my destination, heaven. I'm going to heaven. And any trotro that will take me, I'll jump in. Anywhere at all, I'll go. Anybody? Oh, I don't have leprosy. I don't have any disease. Come and sit by me. You'll be okay. I hope you also don't have leprosy. And you don't have COVID. So I'll sit by you for the journey. Then we get down and I'm off. Amen. There's no commitment. And you just walk away. And that doesn't help anybody. Not you or the church. And this commitment is just that we are here together going to the same destination. Hallelujah. Amen. Clearly, it is not recommended. Amen. The second level of commitment is the situational, or what I call high maintenance. High maintenance. High maintenance, it is, I use the best example I can use now is of a car or of a girlfriend. And when I say girlfriend, I don't mean a beloved. My English is very clear. Not a beloved. A beloved is a girlfriend committed unto marriage. This is before that point. But we don't know what we are studying ourselves. Is that what they say? Talking stage, pipeline. Pipeline crack has gone far. It is that you are a girl I know, and you are a boy I know, and we are just trying to see how it will go. But some girls, they are asking for chocolates. They are asking for a KFC. When you don't get KFC, then they make their face. Oh, it's not the case here. Yeah. I mean, and every time they are complaining and comparing, he bought his girlfriend. Look at Mercy. She's wearing a nice crocodile skin shoe. Look at me. I'm wearing sandals. Hey! They're always comparing. And what it means is that you must cough up money. Anything at all. And everything they do, you are paying for the bill. Look. We are going out. We are going and buying food. They never have money. They never contribute. They never do anything. They are totally lying on you. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about. They are just lying on you. Just blam on top of you. Not lift one finger to contribute towards anything. High maintenance. High maintenance. A car that is high maintenance. Every day you are praying. You are praying that all things should work. Amen. Oh yeah. In this city. Yes. Amen. When we are, listen carefully, when we talk about high maintenance commitment, it means that everything must be perfect for you to come to church. If there's one cloud in the sky, I'm not coming. It may rain. If there's one wind, no, it will not work. If by mistake, ECG come for their lights and take it away, I couldn't iron. Today I didn't iron. I came like that. I can't iron. I didn't iron. Because you can't. How many have gone to town without ironing their shirt before and you didn't die? And nobody called you to stop you, come back home and. It is not at all. A high maintenance person is that the slightest thing that is off and I'm off. There is no church is late or today. One day somebody told me that he woke up in the morning and he was checking himself. Is there anything wrong with me? So that, is there any pain anywhere? So I can call pastor. I have a pain in the back. I have a shoulder pain. And there was nothing. Then he checked out. There's light. There's water. Everything is there. Then he said, I had to go to church. I had to go to church. Because I couldn't find a reason not to go to church. So I ask anybody, is that how you are? I need a reason to go to church. No. Because others go to church through every kind of circumstance. But the high maintenance person is the one who really, if anything is out of place, I have a headache. What's a headache, doctor? What's a headache? How common are headaches? Headaches. Do you know how many times we have lived our lives with headaches? Going to work with headaches. When it is something you believe in, a headache is nothing. When it's something you don't want to do, thank God for a headache. Yeah, so that I can tell the person honestly, I have a headache because I can't tell a blatant lie. That's why they're looking for a problem. So I can say, this is the reason why I didn't come to church. When they couldn't find it, they had to now come to church and say that, Pastor, thank God for yourself, but actually, I wouldn't have come. You're lucky I came. You're lucky I came. Amen. Where you just come because everything is okay. And sometimes you just do, it's the last thing you do. The third stage is what we call non-situational. It means the conditions around don't affect you. The situation you are in does not affect your decision. It means if there is no car, that situation of no car doesn't stop me from going. I will still go. It means the situation of no money does not stop me. I will still go. It means the condition that I couldn't iron will make me find some t-shirt B. And then wear some jeans, B, and then still go. Because it will not stop me. The situation that I am in does not hinder me at all. I am going. This is compared to the person who is looking for a reason not to go. Any reason not to go, high maintenance, I will find it and I will not go. Whereas a low maintenance person, I'll go. I will be there. The situation does not affect my decision. My mind is made up. Amen. And I'll be there. And you will find that very common in many churches. I will be there. I will be there. That is why people come to an 8 o'clock service at 9 o'clock. I'll be there. I'll be there. And I'm there. I've come. I said I'll be there. Did I say what time? Did I say what time? Did I say anything about anything? I'll be there and I've come. What's your problem? This is a low maintenance. You see, you are surprised. You thought this was high maintenance. Or this is commitment. This is not commitment. This is not commitment. This is low maintenance. This is somebody who I will be there. Because a committed person is the person who, this is me. A committed person, are you listening? A committed person is the one, I mean, like you are, Emmanuel, you are having a party in your house. And you are the host of the party. When do you start preparing? Days before. I mean, on the morning of the party, sometimes you wake up before dawn to bath. So that I'm ready. I have cleared. Are you listening? I'm ready. I have cleared all my things. Because as for this one, dear, I am there. That is commitment. But those who come early and they are always here, no. Tell that person, that one is a low maintenance commitment, non-situational. I will be there. No condition will stop me. No situation will make me unavailable. But as to when I get there is a different matter. As to what I do when I get there is also a different matter. Because I have come. I didn't make any promises. But the commitment we are looking for is it's called the marital commitments. But I will just say we are committed. My mind, that commitment, the best definition, are you listening? The best definition I will give you, very simple, is that my mind is made up. My mind is made up. When you're going to marry a girl, marital commitment, how do you get to that stage? Before you get to a one girl situation, there are 17 girls that you shortlist to 3. And of the 3, you call your friend, Charlie, William, what do you think? This one or this one? And then the 3 discuss. Look, you don't know, we discuss you. Hey, you thought that we just, hey, there was a meeting over you to decide which one are we doing? You don't know. You were the source of the agenda on the meeting. Yeah, you were the agenda. And we sat down and then we took a decision. After that, then the man, the Jack Toronto or the Big Bobo man, must now take responsibility. Now, it is up to me to choose. Then I decide this one. After that, it's your decision. That is commitment. I chose. I decide. And that is what it means that I have decided to be a part of something. Amen. And that is what we are looking for. That is the commitment that will set a house together, gather the people, and make them all belong to what it is. A commitment that is a decision by one person. Let me just. I want us to. We'll break up. I want us to form our small groups today. meet your members and begin to make friends and begin to get used to know. In this church, for example, in this church, it should be that you know everybody's name. I don't think we are there. I don't think we are there. That you know everybody's name. I don't think, I mean, maybe if you are very, very, very powerful, like one or two of the pastors, you may know almost everybody. You may know almost everybody, as I think I know almost everybody's name. But you will find that there are some of us who know only your name. Yeah, only your name and then one or two others. Only your name and then one or two others. That is a trotro driver. You are just sitting down in the trotro with one or two people and we are moving on. No, there is a commitment that says, I belong to this. Amen. Are you with me? That doesn't make sense. And today, we are starting the journey to that commitment. It starts today. Hallelujah. And that commitment and the key, that, let me just tell you, there are two key elements of that commitment. There are many, there are not two. There are one, two, three, four, five. There are five. But there are two that I will mention this morning as part of the commitment. Number one is it is in my mind. It is in my mind. It's not that trotro get down, then you walk away until the next time I need a trotro. That is not how this type is. It is in my mind. Amen. What I'm doing is I'm planting this into your mind that let us be forever minded about ourselves. And that is the premises of the cell. That now we are going home with you. We are going home with you. You will not be on your own again. You will be a part of a body. There will be others with us. It will no longer be see you next Sunday. No, 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 no. See me next Sunday. Then you are going to be in your house. No. The trotro is now being parked in your house. Yeah. When you get down from the trotro, you are at home. And when you are in your house, in your bedroom, through the window, the trotro is still visible right there. It is no longer out of my circulation, out of my mind, but it is now a part. Are you listening? It's now a part of ourselves. And the second thing is also, one of the greatest measures of your commitment is your money. Is your money. Amen. Yeah. Look, I had a friend. So many of us support football teams. Yeah. Support football teams. You are the trotro driver football kind of supporter. Your one city has not gone to the club before. No. No. Only noise. Which is free. At the best, you buy a jersey. Not to support them, but for your own enjoyments. Because the jerseys... supporting China. That one I didn't know. But the jerseys are made to raise money for the clubs. They are sold for the clubs. And sometimes that is as far as you go. I'll buy a jersey to show my support. But I hear that one is fake. Let me go to the club. So it goes to the immediate.
You don't believe in the club that much.
But another sign, which I also want to emphasize, is that as a church runs on tithes. A church runs on tithes. Many people think a church runs on offerings. No. No. Offerings is not what makes a church run at all. Offerings is what plugs the holes. A church, are you listening?
Yes.
A church that runs on tithes does not need offerings. Does not need offerings. They only need offerings because many don't pay their tithes. So after paying your tithe, now contribute to cover somebody's laps. That's all. That's why. Because what did Malachi 3 says? That there will be meat. That meat is what runs the house. What did Jesus say? Give us this day our daily bread. That is all. Bread and meat signifies all the needs of the person and the house. Bread and meat means that whatever that house needs will be catered for. That's all. But because, why do people beg? Because they don't have money. The ideal way, are you listening? The ideal way of getting money, we all need money, true or not true. Everybody needs money, no matter who you are, everybody needs money. The ideal way of getting money is by work. By the sweat of your brow, you eat bread. So you work. Now, some don't have work or don't earn enough. That's why they are reduced to begging. I don't know whether you are following me. Yeah. That's why they are reduced to begging. Because, are you listening? Yeah. Because they don't earn enough or they don't earn anything at all. They have nothing. So because I have nothing coming in and I must have something, I must beg. I must ask. But in a committed society, nobody should ask. Nobody. When you work, your wages are your due. It's not a gift. I mean, how many say thank you to your boss for your salary? Have you done it before? Go to your boss, say, boss, thank you. I got my salary last week. Is that what we do? No, not at all. Because it's mine. It is my due. It is what I won't say deserve, but what I get for what I have done. And so that is what it is. But when now you come to a place where you don't have any work, so there's no boss to give you a salary, and you don't have, or what you are earning, I saw yesterday a certain young lady, she was earning $200 in New York. Yeah, that was her salary, $200 a month, a whole month. In the U.S., in New York. Do you know where she lives? On the streets. Yeah. Do you know her prayer for food? Yeah. Because $200, how much food can you eat every day in a month? And when you see her walking down, she looks very well dressed, t-shirt and jeans, with headphones over her head. Yeah. She has been homeless for 4 years. Yeah, no. Anyway, sorry, I shouldn't have come here. Listen, commitment is, I believe, it is my decision. It's not. Sometimes we think that if you are a Christian, you are committed because of God. Let me end by saying that God's presence is not enough to stop you from doing bad and doing wrong. God being with you is not enough to make you do the right thing. Because many of you who know God still do many things willfully wrong. Many of us who are Christians, born again, we still make a decision that is totally, is a sin. And you sin with your eyes open. I shouldn't say like that. Yeah. All those who watch pornography, go around drinking, fornicating, everything. You didn't see when you're opening the sites.
You look for it.
You look for it. So the presence of God is not enough to stop us. What will stop you from doing it? And that is also one of my aims of the cells. We are starting it in a few minutes. We're about to close right now. Then we start our cells. We'll break up into the cells. Some meet on Sunday, some on Saturday, some are in areas, some are at home. We'll have every kind of cell for every kind of purpose. The reason is, this is the best way for you to be a committed person. By your decision. Are you listening? By your decision. And the decision is, I belong. This is where I belong now. Hallelujah. This is where I belong. And I want us all to decide. Unless you are not part of the Grace Cathedral. Unless you are just passing by, you saw a nice building, it's a warehouse. I'm coming to check what goods are being stocked here. I'm not aware of what is going on. I'm just passing by. Maybe that is your situation. No problem. I mean, my wife, before I ever married her, I saw her far away. She was in a class. I was in a class. I was sitting at the back. She was sitting on the left side. Yeah, and that's where I saw her, and I said, it's a nice girl. I just passed by. Yeah, and eventually, after some time, after 5 years, it took a time. It wasn't easy. After 5 years, I married her. So maybe you're also passing by. It's not a problem. After 5 years, we'll marry you into their house. Hallelujah. Are you here this morning? But the best thing, to go, listen carefully, the best thing to go forward in your life, in your Christianity, is for you to take a decision. I decide to do this. I decide this is my Christian family home. I decide that this is what I am going to do. I commit myself. And when you take that decision, I've given you a list of the commitments. Look at yourself and say, am I a torturer? Am I a high maintenance? Am I a low maintenance? If I'm any of the three, they are the undesirable levels of commitments. What we are looking for is the one that says, I belong. I am part. And I think of this group even when I'm not here. It is not that when you call, then I remember. But this is what is in my heart. Plus my money. Plus my tithe. Hallelujah. This morning, you want to close your eyes? Let's stand to our feet this morning. You know, this trotro that we are in, it is going to heaven. God has made me the driver. I have a plankase in the house who are around. But our destination is heaven. And it is a commitment that before you board a turtle, you ask, where is it going? Are you going to Sunyani or Bibiani? All end in Ni, but they are very different places. Before you are aware, you are at a place you didn't bargain to be. It has to be a commitment that you make yourself. This morning, you want to bow your heads, you want to close your eyes. Going to heaven is not by trying to do good. Going to heaven is not by stopping your sins. Going to heaven is not by becoming perfect and an ideal Christian. It is by a personal decision that you make to believe in Jesus and to follow him. And this morning, you are here. Maybe you have never made that personal decision. You have been in church, you have been around. You have not made that personal decision. Today is a great opportunity to make that decision. Today is a chance. I want to pray with anybody. You are here this morning. You are even trying to go to heaven. You really want to go to heaven. But that personal decision that I decide to give my life to Jesus, to follow him with all that I have until the end of my days, that decision, if you have not made it, today is a great and beautiful day to make it. And if you are here, wherever you are, I want to make that decision. Pastor, I don't remember ever, but I want to pray that prayer. Wherever you are, lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray it right now. You want to say that decision of following, giving my life to Jesus. I want it to be my decision. If you are here, wherever you are, just lift your right hand and I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray with you right now. Lift your right hand. See, Pastor, I want to make a decision. Maybe I'm around, I've been coming and going, but I've not made a decision before. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, the next decision that is appropriate for us to make is that I want to be a part of this house. I am not passing through. Maybe I've been here one, two, I've seen everything, but I want to commit myself. I want to be here now, not by circumstances, not by convenience, not when it is, there's no problem, there's no rain, there's nothing, lights, everything is perfect. Then I come to church. That's a high maintenance commitment. No, I want to commit myself. I want to now say that this is my church, this is my house, this is my Christian family. I belong. Through every situation, difficult or easy, good or bad, through every condition, I decide to commit myself. This morning, I want to pray with us all here. Now, that's the best decision you can make. That's the best way to live this Christian life together with others who are likewise committed to you. Put your hand over your heart this morning. I want you to pray. And I was going to pray for you, but then I said, no, I cannot pray for you. It is your decision. If I pray for you, it is just a wish on my part. It is a hope on my part that you make this choice. But you must make the commitment. You must take that decision. And this morning, wherever you are, just pray quietly. For 1 second, just commit yourself. Oh Lord, yes. If you so will. If you so will, I commit myself. I decide, oh Lord, I belong. I belong through every situation. No condition will stop me. Nothing will be a stumbling block. This is now my residence, my spiritual residence. This is where now I belong. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for drawing us. You loved us before we loved you. You came to find us even when we were unfit or we were unreliable or we were actually unwanted. You came from heaven to find us and save us. And this morning, thank you for that outstretched arm that came from heaven to affect us and touch our hearts and our souls. Turn us around, oh God. Turn us around and cause us to become the very best that we can be. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone here this morning. Thank you for a swaying of our hearts to follow after you closely and with all our hearts. Help us, oh Lord, that today the first, the beginning of November, towards the end of the year 2025, marks the beginning of our time of commitment to the Lord and to his house and to his work and all that it entails. Thank you that this is just the beginning. Help us to make a word and stand by that word that will become the best that we can be. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.